Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning, God. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Good morning, God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Blessed Jesus, creator of all things, lover of our souls, keeper of our minds. God, I glorify you this morning. Lift you before the people, God, and we just bless you, God. We need your presence this morning. And we ask you to allow us in your presence right now, God. Oh, that we abide with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Touch the people everywhere, God. Touch the people everywhere, God, even right now. At this very moment, God, everything that they have need of, we ask you to touch their lives. Cause them to reach out with their own hands, God, and touch their bodies where they may need to be healed, God. And cause your Holy Spirit and your anointing to heal right now. Cause them to reach out with their hands and touch their mind right now, God. Touch their heads where their mind is located, where their brain is stimulated, God. And cause the holy anointing, God, to move like never before. Oh, God, we glorify you this morning. We honor you this morning. We lift you up this morning. We love you this morning, God. We appreciate you this morning for all things, God, and everything. And, oh, God, we worship you. And we've come this morning to worship you in the beauty of holiness. We ask you to touch every ear that will hear, every heart that will feel, oh, God. Every mind that will be led, and every mouth that will speak out praises and thanksgivings to you. You said to enter into your courts with thanksgiving, oh God. Enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we come in right now praising Father, praising Son, praising Holy Spirit. Touch the people now, God. In Jesus' name, send a word even into us and through us, oh God, that would bless, that would heal, that would deliver. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, God. We glorify you, God. We lift you, God, forever and ever, oh God. As long as breath is coming from our bodies, God. Oh God, as long as we're able to open our mouths and speak, oh God. As long as we're able to clap our hands before you, God. And oh God, as long as our hearts are beating, we'll praise you with our whole heart. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, somebody. Give him a praise this morning. He's worthy. He's so, so, so worthy this morning. God is a keeper. You hear me? If you want to be kept, know that God is a keeper. If you don't ever want to be left alone, know that God is a keeper. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father, this morning. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning, covenant partners. Good morning, our listeners and our followers. Those who tune in, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We thank God for you this morning. Without you, there is no need for us to come. Come on, somebody. Oh, God, hear ye the word of the Lord, our God, our Savior, our Keeper this morning. Oh, my goodness. I need you like the ocean needs the water or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever. So hear my humble cry. Yes, I need thee. Y'all know that part. Oh, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me right now, my Savior. Come on, sing it where you are. Lord, I come to thee. I need you like the ocean needs the water, it'll run dry. I need you like the many stars above need the setting of the sky. I need you, God, like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever. Lord, I need you more than ever. So hear my humble cry. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me right now, God, my Savior. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I come to thee. Go ahead and give him a soft praise right there. Go ahead and give him a soft praise right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We need him this morning. We need him this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Y'all pray for me this morning. Lift me before the Lord this morning, even right now. Father, touch my throat, even right now, God. Everything that's trying to be a hindrance, we rebuke and bind and cast out, even right now, God. Clear up. Clear up right now, God, that your word may go forth, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Receive the blessing authorized for me. You know, that's the word this morning. Receive the blessing authorized for me. I already know. You don't know where this is going this morning. Receive the blessing authorized for me. We're going to be coming from 1 Timothy, the second chapter, the first through the second verses, and we're going to be coming from the book of Malachi. Do you hear me? We're coming from the book of Malachi this morning. But more so, we're coming from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. Somebody say, receive the blessing authorized for me. Authorized for me. Already set up for me. Already spoken for me. Receive the blessing authorized for me. Go ahead and receive the blessing that has already been given permission to be for me. The blessing that's already been mandated for me. The blessing that's already been commissioned for me. The word says this morning, the word this morning, the focus is receive the blessing authorized for me. Oh, go ahead and give him some emojis out there, some hand claps out there. Oh my gosh, we're excited about God this morning. We're excited about you this morning. We're excited about you tuning in this morning. Amen. And we want to ask that if you're there and you're able and you know how, that if you're being blessed by this ministry and this word, we ask you to go ahead and share it out even right now. Take a moment and go ahead and share this word so that somebody else might be blessed by it as well. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are we just giving him glory? We giving him honor this morning, and we giving him praise. As we begin this morning, we're looking at, let's go ahead, Eldon, look at 1 Timothy, the second chapter, the first through the second verse. And I just want you to marinate on this particular scripture throughout this lesson. Amen. The word of God says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and what? And holiness. My God, my God. Oh, my goodness. 1 Timothy 2nd chapter. That's the first through the second verses. And I read in your hearing the NIV version. I urge. You're being urged here. You're being compelled. First of all, it says that petitions and prayers and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for everybody, no matter what your race, color, or creed, no matter, guess what? Prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. All people, no matter what your belief is at this moment, we're praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're giving thanksgiving for you. Whatever your belief, that you might believe on him who is able to keep you from falling. Oh, my goodness. Receive the blessing authorized for me this morning. As we begin to look at the book of Malachi, and we begin to think on this subject this morning, we see the word authorized. We know what blessings are. Blessing. We see the blessing. Do you know the word blessing means happy? Receive the happiness authorized for me to be endowed with those things that you have need of. So when we look at the word authorized, let's look at the word authorized, Elder. The word authorized or authorized. Thank you, Lord. Give someone the authority. Give someone permission. That's when you authorize something. Mandate something. Commission something, empower something or someone, entitle something or someone. And authorized means having official permission or what? Approval. Having official permission or approval. My God, my God. Authorized. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. So I want you to think about 1 Timothy, that second chapter. You were urged, first of all, that petitions and prayers and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people. All people, no matter your status, kings and all those in authority. Oh, my goodness, it says that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. There's a missing peace right now. There's a missing peace, P-A-C-E, in the earth right now. There's a missing, oh my God, awareness of holiness in the earth right now. Oh, it has to be authorized. Permission has been given. Come on, somebody. The authority has been already approved, come on, that we have godliness and holiness. It's already been set in time, in place. It's been authorized to move throughout the earth. Oh, my goodness, but you're being urged. You see that the petitions and the prayers and the intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people. Because the people fill the earth. Come on. Oh, my goodness. That's the blessing. You see, the quiet lives that we're able to live in godliness and holiness, that's the blessing that God has for me. That's the blessing that God has for you. Receive the blessing authorized for me. Malachi, in the book of Malachi, let's get familiar with Malachi for a moment. Thank you, Lord. And when we look at who Malachi was, Malachi was really a mostly anonymous prophet. And as we did some research and we looked at different things, there wasn't a whole lot said about Malachi. But Malachi was a prophet, and his name means messenger. And Malachi, even in the book of Malachi, brought the news of John the Baptist and Christ, even in that book of the Old Testament. He brought the news of Christ and of John the Baptist, the forerunner to Christ, the one who would announce the Messiah. Amen. And when we look in the book of Malachi, we find out that before his appeal, and this is what this was. An appeal, a commission to the people. Before his appeal, there had been a warm response of the people to the call of Zechariah to come to repentance. So if he had to call them to repentance, we know that the world was chaotic. The earth was chaotic. People were doing what they were not called to do. God was talking specifically to his children of Israel. They were out of control. Come on. And Zechariah had called them to repentance. But it says by the time Malachi began to urge them, that by the time Malachi began to commission them or to call on them to do what was necessary, they said that the call that Zechariah had sent out had grown cold. And it says because what? God apparently had not restored the covenant blessing. Let me tell you that the covenant blessing was sitting idle. It was in that idle state, in that neutral zone, just sitting and waiting for the people to reclaim that covenant blessing. Now, what I have to tell you is that they broke covenant with God. God didn't break covenant with them. We break covenant with God. God doesn't break covenant with us. When God makes a promise, God keeps his promise. When God sets us up, he sets us up for life. We mess around and we break the contract because we don't want to do it his way. We want to do it our way. Thank you, God. Receive the blessing authorized for me. So as we get into the book of Malachi, you know, there's a familiar scripture in Malachi that many of us like to run to, Malachi 3:10. Talks about the storehouse and the tithing, and we're coming to that. Come on. But in that book of Malachi, you see, Malachi, it begins as the oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. The speaking of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Wow. Wow. Let's look at Malachi 1:1-5. The oracle of the word to the Lord. Of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. And this is what it says. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? Is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. I have laid waste his hill country, and left his heritage to jackals of the desert. If Edom says, we are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins, the Lord of hosts says, they may build, but I will tear down, and they will be called the wicked country, and the people, my God, with whom the Lord is angry forever. How many of you want, thank you, Lord, God to be angry, oh my God, with you, what, forever? It says there's a people that God is going to be angry with forever. They're not going to get back in his what? Good graces. Oh my goodness, Lord have mercy. Receive the blessing authorized for me. So in this, Malachi is reminding Israel, come on, y'all, of some questions that they even asked God. He's reminding them, he knows what's going on in the minds of the people. God is saying, I've loved you. And they're saying, how have you loved us? Do you find yourselves questioning how God has loved you? And there are people who will say, how has God loved me? What has God done for me? Who is this God you speak of? So he says, God reminds them, is not Esau Jacob's brother? Declares the Lord, yet I have loved Jacob, your ancestor, your direct descendant, but Esau I have hated. Do you know the story of Jacob and Esau? How Esau committed the murder, oh my God, of his brother. I have laid waste his hill. You see, when things are done that are outside of the will of God, there are consequences. Receive the blessing authorized for me. However, when we are lined up with God, and there are opposition, or there are what we may call enemies of what our beliefs are, God is reminding us that He, God, will continue to love you, to take care of you. He's got it. He's got it. Receive the blessing authorized for me. Malachi is reminding the people, oh my goodness, your own. That fifth verse says, your own eyes shall see this, and you shall say, great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel. Your own eyes are going to see it, and you shall speak this from your own mouths. Great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel. If we look at that border in the spiritual, if we bring it across what we call the principalizing bridge, Malachi spoke to the people of that time, but that word is for the people of this time. When we bring it into present day, into applied in our lives, we shall see this, that God is able to keep us what? From falling, that God has loved us, that God has been a keeper. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Receive the blessing authorized for me. Malachi 2, 1 through 5. And I need y'all to be patient, because we're going to be in this book of Malachi for a moment. There is so much instruction here. Though there are so many examples here to show us how God really, really does it. And now, O priest, you see in this book of Malachi as we go forward. Thank you, Lord. Come back to me for a moment, Elder. As we look at this, Malachi writes and he calls the people to one repentance with respect to these things, the priesthood, which had become corrupt, to worship, which had become routine, divorce, which was widespread, social justice or injustice, which was being ignored. We know we are living these times. Guys, this was going on then. Guess what? It's still going on now. And this, that many of us don't want to deal with. And tithing, which was what? Neglected. So we're going to deal with these things in their rightful place. Oh my goodness. Malachi had to ask many questions of the people here. Oh my God, through the mouth of God. Malachi 2, 1 and 5 says this, he's addressing the priests. Now, he's addressed the people in that first chapter. In this second chapter, he's addressing the priests. He says, and now, O priests, this command is for you. If you will not listen, if you will not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I, God, will send the curse upon you, and I, God, will curse your blessings indeed. I, God, listen to this, have already cursed them. They'll curse what? Curse your blessings because you do not lay it to heart. You're not taking me serious. Behold, that third verse says, I will rebuke your offspring, even your children, and spread dung on your faces. The dung of your offerings. Your offerings don't mean anything to me, and you shall be taken away with it. So shall you know that I have sent this command to you, that my covenant with Levi may stand, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant with him was one of life and peace I gave to them. Oh, my goodness. He already made the covenant of life and peace. Remember 1 Timothy we read? That first and second verse? Remember that verse said, oh my goodness, and quiet lives and all godliness and holiness. And he's reminding them, I urge you, oh my goodness. Then first of all, that petitions, oh God. Prayers, intercession, thanksgiving be made for what? All people, all of y'all, kings and those in authority, got to pray for the priests, got to pray for the sinner, got to pray for the Jew, got to pray for the Gentile, got to pray for the Asian, got to pray for the American, got to pray for this one, got to pray for that one. Oh my goodness, God is reminding them, even back then, my covenant with Levi was one of life and peace, and I gave them to him. God is saying, I promised him, that's the covenant, a life, a peace, and he received it. Receive the blessing authorized for me. Oh my God, are y'all with me this morning? Let's go to Malachi 3, 6 and 10. I know some of y'all in a hurry to get this thing. Whoo, but we got to take our time. Receive the blessing authorized for me. And I'm going to implore you this morning. I'm going to urge you. I'm going to encourage you to go and read the book of Malachi. It's only four chapters, just four. And just see what God is saying and what God is doing. In Malachi 3, 6 through 10, it says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even, my God, from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. Didn't I tell y'all they broke the covenant with him? Says the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Here we go with those questions again. Will a man rob God? This is God now. Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And the answer is, in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Will a man rob God? Word says, yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? The response is in tithes and offerings. Nobody's talking about your money right now. Talking about the first fruit of your blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing authorized for me. Oh, my goodness. See, we always want to get what we want to get. We always want God to keep his promise. We always want God to keep blessing us. We want God to authorize the blessings for us. We want to receive the blessings authorized for us. So why can't God receive the blessing authorized for him? Oh, look at that topic just a little different right now. Receive the blessing authorized for me. That's God. What if God is saying to us, why can't I receive what's already been authorized for me? Oh, my goodness. Oh, God might be saying to us sometimes, stop pinching off my stuff. Stop taking from me what's mine. You know, as children, we were less tolerant of others bothering our belongings. As babies, we were more tolerant because babies shared everything. Even if the baby was eating and somebody said, give me some, or that baby would take it out of their mouth and hand it to you. You might pretend to receive it from them. But if you have, in a mind of a baby, whatever they had, and you asked for it, you were getting. But as they matured, and they became toddlers, oh my goodness, they became less tolerant of giving it up now. You know why? Because at some point, that baby experienced this word, no. And they came to recognize and realize that no meant take your hands off. No meant you can't touch it. No meant it's to stay here. So look at this. We would hold out our hand, oh my God, to the baby. They would give it up. But as they got older and they matured and they experienced more of what was theirs and what was ours, what is mine and what is yours, the more we experience that, we begin to close our hand and hold on and clench. You see? The more we receive, the more we close our hands to hold on to it. So, oh my God, receive the blessing authorized for me. God says your hands are closed up now. You forgot that I'm the one that put that stuff in your hands and you begin to hold on to it. But I had already taught you that you had to release just a little bit back into my house. You forgot. Receive the blessing authorized for me. Oh, God. During the time of babehood and toddlerhood and being children and growing, we thought that thing was cute, and they said no. As adults, we don't realize that what we were teaching was a behavior that wouldn't always be appealing to us. When we thought it was cute for that baby to snatch something back, when we thought it was cute for that baby to knock something over, we didn't realize, oh, that's so cute. Look at that. Look at what you're doing. We thought it was cute for that baby to slap back at you. When you tap that hand, they tap you back. You thought it was cute. We didn't realize we were creating behaviors that wouldn't be the best behaviors once we begin to grow. Once that toddler became, oh God, an adolescent. Once that adolescent went into teenagerhood. Once that teenager became a young adult. Some of those behaviors that were taught. You see, Malachi had to go back and reteach the people. He had to re-instruct them. He had to remind them. And so sometimes we have to be reminded. We always want to receive the blessing authorized for me. But God says we got to be reminded. The blessing started off as his. So why can't he receive the blessing authorized for him? God has to remind the people. They had to even be reminded. The priesthood was jacked up. They were corrupt. They were doing things outside of God's will. They still are, many. Come on, God, we're being real today. The priesthood had become corrupt. There was no focus on God himself. Worship then became corrupt. Worship had become routine. Does this sound familiar? That our worship has become routine. We lift our hands, we clap our hands. We want to do it this way, that way. If it don't go like the program, something's wrong. Y'all messing up the program. Worship became routine, it says. God, we forget that as babes in Christ, we begin to be taught of who he is. Some of us came to Christ as adults, already groomed in the earth. But as he began to teach us and to show us and to groom us, we've had to come off the milk and receive the meat. Come off the milk and get some solid food. Oh my goodness. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing authorized for me. Everything that we own is already not completely ours. Therefore, everything we own or we think we own has not technically been authorized for us. Remember authority? Go back to the definition of authority. Authorize or to authorize. Give someone authority. Give someone permission. Mandate, commission, empower, entitle. Authorize, having official permission or approval. Do we have official permission or approval from God to do what we are doing? Malachi had to remind the people, some of the stuff y'all doing, this wasn't authorized. This wasn't the route you were supposed to take. This isn't where we are supposed to be. And do you know God had taken his hands off Israel? Elder and I were conversing about this earlier. And he said, God became silent. God became silent. God kind of sat on the back burner and just watched. Does it seem like God is silent even in these days and time? Does it seem like it's hard to hear from him? Does it seem like it's hard to see him moving in the earth because the earth is corrupt? Because injustice is out of control? Divorce and breakup of relationships? Divorce in families? Families are falling apart.
Does it seem like God is silent right now? Do you know that Malachi is the final book of the Old Testament? It's where God stopped the writing. The earth continued, but God stopped the writing of history in the Bible at the book of Malachi. This was their last warning to get it together. And then God had to come back and do a new thing. In the New Testament, the earth sat and it sat and it sat, and they came up because they couldn't hear from God. They came up with what we know as medieval times. They begin to worship all kinds of this God and that God and Zeus and whoever else. Y'all know those different medieval times, those different gods of the earth, the God of the sun, and the God of the moon. They began to make up gods. Do you know why? Because God, they could not get in touch with him. They could not contact him. He was sitting. And he already warns us that there will come a time that we won't be able to hear from him. The earth went silent. God went silent. Do you know during that period, between the Old Testament and New Testament, that there is an earthly history? There is. That's that time when they're teaching your children in school about these different gods, G-O-D-S, lowercase. And so you need to yourself understand that when it ends in the Old Testament, that's not the end of the earth. Because God begins to let the writing restart. In Matthew. Oh my God, the New Testament, Mark, Luke, and John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and nothing on this earth was formed without him. Do you understand that Christ had to come to cause God to begin to move in the lives of the people again? We don't want God to mess around and be silent on us. Guess what? Until Christ come again. Because that's where it seems like we're at right now. Oh, receive the blessing authorized for me. You see, this blessing authorized this morning is not just about you. It's not just about me. But it's about him. Why can't he receive the blessing? Guess what? So somebody's saying, who authorized it? God's saying in this thing, this tithe, Malachi 3:10, let's read that again. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive what? It, that a blessing. Oh my God. All you need is that one blessing. You're not going to have room enough to receive it. Now I went to the NIV version and it gives it a little different, but I went straight to King James. Oh my God. But then NIV says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Elder, that's what I have as the lower scripture. That there may be food in what? My house. Test me, he said in this thing. Test me, God is saying. Test me, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. You won't have room enough to take care of the blessing that I have for you, but receive the blessing authorized for me. How are you going to get to that blessing from God if you don't bless God? You see, when you bring into the storehouse, when you give up your tithes and your offerings are not necessarily monetarily. You have to understand, go across that principalizing bridge. Go back to that time. The tithes were the first fruit. The tithes were the best of their crops. The tithes were the best of their herds and their sheep and their flock. Bring me 10. Bring me an offering. Those are the offerings. You bring your best offering. You bring your best game for God. You bring your best worship oh my God, before him. Bring your best of praise before him. Bring your best of service before him. You see, this offering thing goes a long way. It's not always about what's going in your hand. It's about what you can give up to God. And we worship God in spirit because God is a spirit. And he says we worship him, what? In spirit and in truth. We worship him with our whole heart. That's an offering to God. When you give up your way of living and you decide, I'm going to follow you, God. I'm going to stick with you, God. The earth may look at me like I'm different. The earth may not appreciate that I'm saved. The earth may not appreciate that I'm sanctified. And in that earth, God, sometimes I'm my friends and my family, and they can understand that I have to receive the blessing authorized for me by, oh God, giving up to you, God, the blessing authorized for you, God, oh God, oh God. God is saying, respect me. You see, that's an offering. That's an offering to him. Reverence me. That's what he wanted from the people. He didn't want to take everything they had. He said, just a up. Because giving up, like that baby would give up something. Giving up to God as babes, come to me as children. That means that you have a mindset that you don't control it anyhow. That you are respecting that it's his in the first place. He's saying, can I, God, please receive the blessing authorized for me? God is saying, I am. That I am. And guess what? I am is the authority. You want this thing authorized? You got to have an authority. He is saying, I am is the authority. I am is the authority. What's the root word of authority? Author. He has authored this thing. He has written this thing. He has declared this thing. He has decreed this thing. He, God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He, God, is the one who has said, this is the way this should be. It's supposed to be this way and not that way. He said, I authored it. This is my book. How are you going to come in and change what I wrote in my book? How are you going to change what I thought? I said this. You can't change my thoughts to your words because guess what? Your ways are not my ways. Huh? Your thoughts are not even my thoughts. He is saying, as you enter into my courts with thanksgiving, as you enter into my courts with praise, he says, give up the blessing authorized for me. Guess what? Your praises and your thanksgiving are the blessings authorized for God. Give him what is his due. Give him his blessing. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. God, I will bless your holy name. He's saying, give up the blessing authorized for me. Talk to me, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, I will give you rest. Give up the blessing authorized for God. He says, give up your life to me. Give me your soul. I authorize your soul for my sake. I authorize your soul for my praise. I gave up my son. He authorized through his blood your salvation. That's the blessing authorized for me. Oh, my God. Who, Jesus, he's saying that he needs the blessings. For I am. I am the author and finisher of your faith. That means that God wrote your faith. He decided how much faith you would get. He would give a portion here and a portion there. He said, I authorize every gift that you work in, everything that you do, I authorized it. So why not let me receive the blessing authorized for me? My life is not my own. To you I belong. You got to give yourself up to God. You don't even belong to yourself, God. You are the blessing authorized for God. Do you get that this morning? Stop tearing up your life. Stop messing up your blessing of the Lord from the Lord because you are of the Lord. Stop doing it your way. Stop. Vile stuff should not come from your mouth because he cannot live in here. He says the blessing authorized is that everything you do, every breath you breathe, every step you take, I'm authorizing it. I've already said it is, and it is so. My God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, have mercy. Come on, y'all, just give him a praise right now. Give him a praise right now. Give him a praise right now. Come on, give him a praise right now. Go ahead and praise him right now. Go ahead and love on him right now. Go ahead and understand that you can receive the blessing authorized. But first, you got to give up his blessing that's been authorized for him, by him. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So as we looked at this book of Malachi, and we're coming back to it, there's so much here in these four chapters that it's going to help us live differently. It's going to help us live better. He said, I didn't authorize selfishness. Those things that aren't authorized in us is because he didn't author them. He says, I didn't authorize foolishness. He didn't. He didn't authorize profane language. He didn't authorize vile living. He didn't authorize lunacy. He didn't authorize those spirits that keep you on the run. He didn't authorize that. That's not what he authored. You see, when God authored, when he wrote the book of life, he wrote it so that man, who cannot live by bread alone, could live in peace. Back to 1 Timothy. That first and second chapter, I got to leave you with this. So I urge you, first of all, people, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority. Why? That we might live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. He already told us when he made covenant for a life of peace, he delivered covenant for a life of peace. Whatever God has promised, God will do, is able to do, can do. He might choose not to because, guess what? He might have to sit on it for a while, like he sat on Israel. He had to sit, let them get that stuff out of their system. Sometimes we got to get it out for him to get in. Come on. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. This morning, when I rose, I didn't have no doubt that the Lord would bring us out. Malachi, that final book of the Old Testament, and when God went silent until the coming of his son, Jesus Christ. You think God is silent right now? Seek the Lord while you have a chance, because there is going to come a time they're not going to be able to find him. They're not going to know where he is. Some folks are wondering right now, but guess what? He's still here because he already told us he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. God seems to be silent even now, so it may be to the coming of his son again to this earth. But don't you worry, don't you be all in despair, because receiving, I need you to receive the blessing authorized for you. I'm going to receive the blessing authorized for me because I'm allowing him to receive this blessing authorized for him. Touch yourself and believe that you were authorized for God, by God. You've been commissioned by him. You've been made by him. He created you for his worship and his praise. Come on, somebody, give him a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.